Shin Chaf Hei, Sif Aleph, Mishabur, Sif Katan Dalet. So he said over here that you're allowed to give it to the goy, lawful to eat them. Okay? So the point being that it's possible he might actually eat it there in the chutzar. It's not the equivalent of telling, of giving it to him where he's about to go take it out, then it's considered that the Jew gave it to him with intent to take out, and that goes under the Sever Miralakim. Okay, now, that Mishra Filim, Eno Farishal Shayachal Gamkin Shari, the Mistaba Yachal Shah. So, we don't need that the Jew has to explicitly tell the guy, I'm giving it to you to eat here. Maybe he doesn't say anything at all, but there's a good chance that the guy will sit down and eat over there. But, if the guy is not able to eat it there, because either he's not allowed to stay there, or because of Shahu Harbe, she after the Ochlan Sham, it's too much for him to be able to consume there, then also the father of the Jew cannot place it in front of the goy for the goy to take it. To have a kilo nois nom and aslohitzi, it's considered as if the Jew asked the goy to take it out. Even the Jew didn't really do that. It's the goy taking out all das atzim. It's not really a miralakum. But yesh b'mishu marasayin, shemar shemoitzi b'shul yisrael, u b'shechusay. You can remember some reshem zayin. Fine. So to address the marasayin issue, it has to be something which is potential that the goy could very easily use there. And then it's obvious to people when the goy takes it out that wasn't the Jew's command. And we said, this talking about the case where the goy is in the chotzer. The goy is outside, sticking his hand in, so then you can't give it to him. So, if the Jew gives it to the goy, we say what happens. The Jew has picked it up, he did the akira, and the goy did the hitzah and the hanacha. So the Jew was actually involved in the malacha part of it. If the Jew has it in his hand, the goy takes it out of his hand. So the Jew didn't know anything. But it's also the marasayan issue. Because it looks like that situation, by having the goy take it out of his hand, as if the Jew gave it to him to do for hitzah purposes. Sri,
yes.
Please call the conference number
712-770-8.
What's the 6-digit code? 954-099.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, so or the opposite, litan l'shachaf etzim, if it's not, we're not talking about food, we're giving him things which he can't really use in the chatzar. So even though the goy is in the chatzar, when the Jew is giving it to him, and some which he's not going to be able to use in the chatzar, so then he's kilo gave it to him to take it out. And furthermore, even if he doesn't actually give it to him, but he puts it down, the Jew knows the guy is taking it out. Even though the Jew did not ask him to do it, the guy is doing it without the nafshei, so it's not a bona fide Amir La'akam case, but the Marasayan issue is still there. Okay. The Yomer B'Shechusa Moitzi, it's a cut down. Then we said, even if the items belong to the goy, because the goy doesn't know that the items belong to the people do not know the items belong to the goy. Okay, now so the Mishabura Betur Isa Misifkat Zion Betur Isa Oy Afilu. So he has this word Oy Afilu. So now, what does it mean Oy Afilu? So, We already said a case where either the goy is standing outside out of the chotzer or the goy is standing in the chotzer, but it's the type of item you cannot consume in the chotzer. And he said, oh, afilu, so Zot Meshur appear shoy, so they learn in the tour, Magen Avraham and others learn, the Adela Elkoi. Then you remember the chutz of Poshet Yonah Lifnim. So we're going back in the Shulchan Aruch, the pivot point of the Shulchan Aruch is the word Abel. So he said a case which is Muslim. He said Abel, but he gave us two cases of Isser. That Filu that the Torah is saying right now is going back on the first case, not on the second case. So the first case was a case of the guy standing Bechutz, not on the Chotzer. Okay. And the guy is putting his hand in. So we're saying even though the item belongs to the guy, so you can't give it to the guy. The bizarre filo ima chafetzim shal any Yehudi yesh maris ayin shemar the yishai yisrael heim shemar yisrael yoda. The bystander, all he sees is the Jew giving something to the guy to take it out. He doesn't see that he doesn't know it belongs to the guy necessarily. According to this version, this last case, which we assumed in the beginning of the Mishmar that it's Asur, the Mishmar before, if it's within the Chatzar, so we say you cannot give it to him, you can't even put it in front of him, but if it belongs to the Goy, you could. Because that's already like a little bit of a stretch. The guy is going to take it out, and I say, well, the guy took it out. He's taking out the Jew's item. Then he's taking out the item that the Jew asked him to do that. What do you see the connection? The case, Bisham, when the Jew is actually putting it into the guy's hand, I see the mistake. Well, you don't know who belongs to. When you see the guy taking out, I'll be the directive of the Jew. Here, the Jew is in the chotzer, and he's giving it to he's either giving it to the goy, or he's letting the goy, or he's letting the goy take it. You say those cases are usher because there's a marasayin issue. Not what belongs to the goy, according to this version. Okay, then the Ramah added that even if you're miyachel and mokum for the item, bimadayim, still usher. Miyachel and mokum ches. So the item belonged to the goy, and the goy gave it to the Jew as a mashkin, and now the goy is coming to retrieve his mashkin. So the Jew made a designated place to put the item and made it accessible for the goy. The goy can come anytime that he wants and take it. So it's almost as if he would put it back into the rishus of the goy. So I would say maybe in that case, having the goy take it on Shabbos is not a marzayin issue. So there's no way it is a marzayin issue. So filochi is also lanicho lishit lanu b'shabbos. You cannot allow the Jew can't allow the goy to take it on Shabbos. Because halachically it still belongs to the Jew. The fact that the Jew designated the property for the goy, the place, that piece of property for the goy. So now we say, well, the goy received it back. So you have to argue that the schiris karka, that was the Jew's giving the piece of karka to the goy, it's kilu. Now it's like it's nishal or nisker by the goy, and now the skiris karka should be kaino for the goy. But we hold skiris is not kaino. Skiris lo kaino, but dain b'shus Yisrael who vikim b'shus marasayin. So the marasayin still exists.
It's very funny. So didn't Marasayim, which depends on this very technical Choshen Mishpat din of whether Schiris is Kona or not Kona. But what I see, it doesn't depend on that.
You know, I have to tell you that Marasayim does that. And if you'd asked me to create this sweeping, clearly thicker rule of Marasayim, I would be hard put to do so, and I would have like all these exceptions, which don't fit into the logic of it. Whereas Marasayim only goes so far. But a case where halachically, it's mamash backed by the goy, even though practically it's my property.
Right.
So he seems to say that we would not mach with it. We would not be mach with that fight.
Right.
So according to this, reading of the tour that we had in Zion. So this, what is the Ramah just arguing with that? Is it, he's in, there are, the tour seems to say if he's in the same chatzar, then it's not a problem at all. It's only a problem if he's outside the chatzar.
Well, correct.
So the yichud lo.
But the shaila was if the goy is outside the chatzar and the item is in the goy's pshus.
The item in the
goy's pshus. Because I was miyachin makom. So now it's sitting in the goy. The goy owns property in the chatzar.
Right.
Okay. So we should argue in that case when the goy owns property in the chatzar, even when the Jew is facilitating the goy taking it out, it should be mutter because the maaseh doesn't. It's the goy is taken from his property to out. He's taking out from his property.
So it should be even better. The Torah is saying you can just put it in front of him. You should be able to even hand it to him is what we would have thought.
The case would be that you could the goy could take it from your hands.
I'm saying from your hand, as opposed to just putting it in front of him, which the Torah is saying.
Right. Correct. Okay, Bayes.
But according to the parashat reading, or the original reading, I guess that then it would be that Yishal Hachmir means you can't even give it to him at all. He can't even come to get it at all, or you can't have anything to.
No, but we would. The Yishal Hachmir was that we're saying that even though we could have argued that these halachas all only apply when it's in the rishus of the Yisrael, but in the rishus of the goy, because it's Yichal Makom, so Mela, we could. Take down these Isurim, and then there would be Pashas, both Isurim. Right? And I'm not sure about that. Pashas is going back in the case of Chatzar, according to that version. Mm. Right? Like in the case of the Goyz B'chutz.
Right, the Goyz B'chutz would still be a.
The Goyz B'chutz Pashas would still be awesome.
That would still be a problem, but. Right. But he's saying Yishlach, even if he's in the Chatzar.
Right, so I'm saying I'm giving them something. In the chatzar, which I know he's about to take out, but maybe that's only usur if he's taking it from our rishus, not when he's taking it from his own rishus.
Well, I'm trying to fathom with just if it's in his rishus, but once you're picking it up and giving it to him, it seems like that's still.
But it's his.
It's his.
Not really my rishus in the sense of control, it's actual ownership we're talking about, is the distinction here. Right.
But it's also the ma'aseh. But we're suggesting.
Right. But by rishus, we mean ownership here. We don't mean. It's not that I give it to him because my rishus is still his property, right? So it's irrelevant whether I give it to him or he picks it up. Or it's his thing. So when that machmor is his thing, and he's in the middle of the chatzah, if he's taking it from me at the edge, if I'm standing at the edge and he's taking it, then we're machmor.
I thought we're machmor even if he's taking it within the chatzah.
That's only the first reading.
No, he's just saying, in the case where a person's alitin l'sharach beitzim b'derech l'hotzi is aser, right? According to the first reading, not like the Torah.
So a few more chafak Yehudi, even that din, a second din, applies even when the chafak's marshal in Yehudi.
Right.
The second reading, the afil goes back to the first case, so it's only aser when it's a chafak shalein Yehudi if you're standing at the boundary.
Right. Is asking in the case if you go to the first reading.
Yeah, that was what I was asking.
You're asking if you do the first reading. So even by emsach aser, if I want to give something to the goy, since the body's going to take it out,
it's
also right. So even if it belongs to the goy, and to the ramah, even if it's miyachon lamot,
even so, it's still problem. Okay.
Bays. And the Easter is marasayin. So I mean, the argument being that if it belongs to the goy, that should lessen the marasayin. No, still problem is marasayin. If it's in the goy's rishus, so then just like basically what you see is the goy taking his item from his rishus, shouldn't be marasayin. No, it's still marasayin. It looks like the Jew is, since the Jew is involved in the process, it looks like the Jew is telling him to take it out. But the Yisr is also marasayin. Okay. Beis hechad ikum mishum darke yisholim. Or be'ena Yehudi alam. In a case where there's going to be a potential issue of Dr. Sholem, Svi, please mute your phone. Okay. Or the case where the goy is an alum, which means he's a strong-armed individual, or we're worried about the potential danger, not necessarily life-threatening, but at least physical danger to the Jews, or the Jews don't accommodate the goyim a little bit. So Mutalos is loy or lishloach loy ayyadei enihuri. So the Jew who has a need to interface with this goy can send them something, ayyadei enihuri. And the Ramah who had the tzarach mitzvah kagan lahoitzi chametz mibeisu b'pesach. Now, what are we talking about over here? Is that Mishnah Berurah? Test Mishnah Kishalom kagan any yudish shechala v'sholach acher ha'meichel Yisrael. So the goy got sick and needed food from the Meichel Yisrael. So if the Jew doesn't provide the food, there's going to be a concern of Dar Kishalom. That where the Jews it's going to undermine the balance of peace in the city because the Jews don't care about the goy. I'm talking about the sakana, which sometimes that's what you can conjure up. No, even without a sakana. But there's some element of. Some element of physical danger, but not life threatening. So we're moderate. Who doesn't serve mitzvah? Vaps also the tani huri midei ashiyoti hakvetsim mibeis the rishus rav mishabes. Absol b'shichus Yisrael. So if I give it to the goy, then the goy will take it out. Rishus rav, even that my shlichus is also to give it to him. So that's true that it's also even without the Jew asking the Jew, it close came when the Jew is said in the goy. But we're matter. Why? Should the Lidan Laharbe Poiskim Elamish is Rabbin the Raisa. So Betzim, it's not at the Raisa like most of the Poiskim. Venal Shuas to Shuas, it's going to be, there's no Rosh Hashanah. That's, so at worst we're talking about how it saw into the Carmelis, which is the Rabbanah. And now we're saying, it's even the Goy did all Das the Yisrael, so it's a Shus, B'tir Mamakim Mitzvah. So therefore there are Matr Mamakim Mitzvah. But it's all talking about allowing the goy to take, or the Jew is being passed and the goy is taking. But the Jew passes it to the goy, that's already a different problem. You shouldn't do that. The Yasa Yisrael Akira, the Efshel Avakash, so come on, the Jew is doing the Akira, the Goy is doing the Hitzah and the Hagnasa, so the Jew is doing part of the Malacha. So that you shouldn't do. The Efshel Avakash and Yehudi, you can ask the Goy to take it. So the Goy says, yeah, well, just pass it into my Kehle and I'll take it out. Yeshi Zoyer, Shiamideno Bavayas, one second. Because you have to mute your phone. So I moved it away. Look on your phone, the sheep. It should say the words mute on the screen. Okay. So you can't give it directly to the because we can have the goy do it. And if the goy asked the Jew to put it into the goy's kalim, which means now the Jew is doing the kira, so the answer is bring him into the house. and then the Jew should put it in. Into the goy's keli, and then the goy let the goy take it. So what do you gain? So he's not doing chutz. He's not giving it to him in the chutz. He's giving it to the bayis. Even the bayis, he's giving it to mom and has to take it out.
But he's doing the akiva.
The Jew picked it up off the ground from in the bayis, but the goy was standing still. Well, one, he's had the same argument in the chutz.
I thought he meant he was handing it out of the chutz. As I understood. Right, I don't know.
How you understand?
I may be wrong. So the Yamniru means put the keli down and then take up the keli, but I'm not sure if that's...
Yamniru
is on the kli, so he's putting the kli down. I guess you could put the kli down the chutzre, but maybe it was more practical to put it down the house. And he's picking up the kli, so then that's for sure not here.
Okay, I guess it's a theory.
I'm not sure if it's has to be saying that. You could sort
of. You see, I'm thinking the question. You said, "Well, what's all the bias then?"
Yeah, right. Definitely right.
Okay. Come to base. So you can not air pesach shechab b'shabbos. So have a scenario. You want to start mitzvah. You have to want to ask the guy to take out the chometz. So that would be tzarich mitzvah. Gimel, der mudel hachliv mashkin b'shabbos imu malbish. If it's item of clothing, so you can give it back to the goy and get something else instead. It's yano derech malbish, and we should wear it out. Der malbish ki ein ze amas umatan. It's not business. It seems like business. You know, I'm giving him this. Item of mashkin, I'm getting an item of mashkin, there's some transactions, like, but it's not really business, it's just an exchange. We got me some mutter minyan zeh, ima yisrael, sarach alavsha. Ima Jew, in regards to the, if it be too yidden, or, well, something like that. So the goat, you have a mashkin from the goat, which is a malbush. You want to have the goat will take it out derech malbush, and then bring a different mashkin. So the two can do that also in case of a. So I think it means going back to the case of the goy. So the Jew could be one who's going to wear it out. If the Jew has a valid usage of it to wear it out, so I think he has a valid usage.
The Yisrael is wearing it out, or it's a mashkin of the Yisrael, and they could still switch it.
First way I learned it was a mashkin of the Yisrael. Now I'm wondering if he's going on the back in this case just now of the mashkin of the goy.
So what else would the Gambi Yisrael mean? Doesn't that mean Mashkin Shag Yisrael?
No, I'm saying that not only is it mutter for the goy to take out their malbush, the Jew can also take it out their malbush to give it to the goy. Fine.
So that's the person's mashkin.
Out there. Okay. You know, that's all that here. We'll pick up tomorrow. I'll get over it.